Hello and welcome to the Comedy Club podcast here at the Comedy Club of Kansas City. I'm your host, Dustin Coffin. Please subscribe. Just hit that subscribe button, share, tell all your friends, tell all your family members, tell some homeless people, write everybody at the penitentiary, make some pen pals, and tell them all about the Comedy Club podcast. And follow us across the board at the Comedy Club KC. I'm here today with the hilarious, welcome to the first time to the Comedy Club.
Hello.
Great having you, Heather Shaw.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, just finished up a weekend.
Yes.
Fun.
We did the weekend.
It was fun, man.
And now we're here above where it all happens.
Good setup.
I like your Adidas. I did mention that on the way up. I like the, how long have you worn? Because you show a little bit of sock too, so like
I do,
and I'm a big show some sock guy. I'll cuff
I like the cuff.
I like the
chino cuff. That's what I like. It sounds like a slur, but it's just a pant thing.
Is that the term for it?
Chino cuff,
that's,
baby.
That's what I've been doing the whole time, Sierra. I had no idea.
Yeah, that's what you're doing. Yeah, I like showing the sock.
Are you always a white sock?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't go gray. I don't like pattern socks either. I know you're a big pattern sock guy.
But I also
like
the solid.
Well, that's a good color. You can pull it off.
Can you see that in that camera?
Okay, you're going to break a bone. And then I'm going to have to take you to the hospital.
I go to a chiropractor. It's okay.
Oh, no. You don't go to a chiropractor, do you?
When I need to.
Why?
Oh, you're going to have a meltdown.
I'm so worried.
Why?
Because a chiropractor is just like a fake doctor that's like, I just like cracking bones.
Yeah, but when I leave there, I feel better.
Mentally?
And physically.
Are you sure? Is it just a placebo because somebody's hands were on you?
No. Well, I am a bit of a masochist. I am a man. Can you hurt me?
Yeah, right. Can you break my neck, please?
I get tattoos. I go to chiropractor.
You're a sturdy guy, though. I think if I went to the chiropractor, it'd be bad news.
Like
it'd break my back.
I was getting massage therapy for a minute, and it's like when I started doing that, they're like, it's like working on concrete. It's like, so like, God. I knew I needed some chiropractic. But I actually went to a massage therapist for a little bit to try to loosen stuff up so a chiropractor could actually work on
it. Get in there.
And, you know.
And they just crack it up?
Yeah.
Do they do like the fast or like, all right, ready?
I'm old. Sometimes I just older. I'm not old, but I'm, you know.
83.
In my late,
you look great.
700s.
You look great.
Thanks. I mean,
it's a chiropractic.
I'm 45. Not that old.
No, you're not that old.
But sometimes I wake up, I'm like, it hurts here, or it
yeah,
hurts.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
Like, you know what? We're just gonna.
Yeah. So there are benefits to it. I just get scared that they're gonna break your neck and then.
Well, they good ones will take like X-rays and know what they're.
Oh, they're X-raying.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought they were just playing around.
No, it's they do. They look at what they're working on.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
They do.
Okay.
And then they're like, not enough sock.
Yeah.
How long have you been on Adidas?
I just got these randomly in Rhode Island once.
So it's not a strictly Adidas kind of a thing?
No, I don't have style. I was like, oh, these look good. So I just put them on my feet. I just was at a mall in Rhode Island really bored, and I was like, I need some new shoes.
I
got new shoes because every mom in the airport was wearing the shoes I was wearing, and I was like, I gotta change the shoes.
What were they?
They were Nike. They were white Nikes. Just shoes.
I already know what you're talking about.
I
already know what you're talking about.
So I was like, what am I doing? I just don't want to be.
My 11-year-old is like, I want Nikes. I'm like, whose child are you?
Yeah.
Whose child? I want Nikes.
What are you? You're an Adidas fan? I'm
Hey Dude through and through anymore.
What the fuck is that?
It's this, man.
I've seen so much of your feet. I feel very. Okay. Yeah. Just, that's called the Hey Dude?
That's a dirtier, but I have like 20 of these.
Yeah. They look comfy.
So I used to wear combat boots all the time.
Ugh.
Yeah. And then I switched to Converse All Stars.
Yeah.
And I'm like, those have like no support.
Oh,
somebody owes
and I don't really
somebody
need.
A Coca-Cola Classic.
Yeah. No, I had Converse and I was like, this is like walking on my own feet. Like,
yeah. And especially after I opened this, I'm working all the time. I'm always like, dude, my back is so. I did a quick transition. I tried Skechers for a minute, and then I put my foot in a Hey Dude, and I'm like, oh goodness,
good, like walking on a little cloud.
It's the best.
Okay,
the back doesn't hurt. Like they're supportive.
They
last about 6 months. You know, before they look like house shoes. But
right,
you know,
yeah, because these Sambas aren't even. I don't even know if I'm saying it right, Sambas or Sambas.
So the Adidas.
Yeah,
they're just low cut. Is there a term? I don't
know. They're sambas.
Is that what it is? That
samba.
That's a style.
Samba. I don't know.
Is that the make?
The model.
The model.
The make.
Is wait, like the Toyota, so they're not actually Adidas?
The make is Adidas.
Okay,
Adidas, the model Sambas. Is Samba. Samba. Samba.
Samba.
Anyways, they don't have great support. So I'm like, now I need to find a new shoe. And hey, I just don't want to do it.
Low cut, show off. They have,
right.
They have, you know, they have style. Just get online.
Hey, dude.
Hey, dude.
Yeah. All right. Check it out.
They have Wally's and Wendy's, whatever you want. They have lots of cool styles.
Okay.
But they have plain.
Are they going to sponsor this podcast?
I've talked about it. They should
they
be giving
really should.
Every comic we have a pair of shoes.
That'd be nice. Like a bowling alley. People show up and tell them their size. What's yours, Kevin Hart? Okay. Here's three. Size three.
Well, yeah. How did you dress in high school? Where were you? I mean, you're wearing Rock and Roll Hall of Fame snakes. Now, I imagine that you're probably similar.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, this is just everything I buy is from an airport or a museum.
Okay.
Or a gift shop. You know, I just don't.
You're just like, I need a shirt.
If you, like, clubs will give me shirts, I'll wear that until it disintegrates.
Oh.
I love it. I love getting given, like, clothes. Well, if you have.
Remind me to give her a comedy club shirt after. Remind me to give you a comedy club
shirt.
That's
where I get my clothes, and then I just wear it all
yeah,
the time.
Okay.
So,
we'll do that.
But, yeah, in school, I went to private school, so I didn't have to worry about my outfit because it was the same every day, which I loved. No stress.
You don't have to put thought into it?
Yeah, it's just khaki shorts and a polo.
It's like. Ernest P. World.
Yes.
Like his closet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was me. I loved it. That's why I don't have style.
Just
the same every
same outfit
day.
On 10 hangers.
Don't get a personality. Wear this, you know? I only got to wear my own clothes on the weekends. Crazy.
There is something to be said about putting less thought into, you know, just.
It's nice.
But I think it's like you're. And not everybody operates like. A lot of people want to put all the thought into.
Yeah.
And I think. So for me, my brain is just so everywhere as it is
yeah.
that I just want to get dressed.
Yeah, I don't care at all. I really don't. I like a black shirt.
Like I find things that I'm comfortable in mm-hmm. and then that fit me the way I want them to fit me.
Yep.
And then I just
wear them.
Then
that's it.
I'll buy several colors of the same thing.
Yeah, me
because
too.
Because I like the one.
Yeah, or I'll just buy the same thing.
The same thing.
Just like seven of the same thing. I like what I like.
I have two pairs of the pants I'm wearing. One, they're different because I had and then I lost weight, so I got a smaller size.
Right.
And
yeah. It's a chiropractor.
And then they don't sell the camos anymore. So I'm like, I'm like email, can you please bring back the
yeah.
Like I'm
hello, this is Dustin.
I want to buy the smaller size.
Please, I want a small camo.
I need a down size. I
don't
want to
be seen. Yeah, I love that. I love it so much. Well, yeah, I just don't care about clothes,
yeah.
So it's nice. I don't think about it at all.
Are you? Is your brain a lot of places?
Not really.
No,
like scatterbrained. No, I'm just thinking about the Real Housewives a lot. I really just think
I
about
don't
them.
Have time to think about pants.
Oh my god!
I can't.
What
real.
Is Vicky Gunvalson doing? Yeah, no. I think about the Real Housewives and jokes and comedy and my fiance and my dog and that's it.
Yeah,
I'm not very scatterbrained. I do have ADD. Probably.
You have your dog with you.
Yes.
Edie.
Is it
Edie? Hi, Edie.
Oh, there she is.
Oh, and Russian toy.
Russian toy. This is a Russian toy.
What?
God, smell the mic.
What is, how old is she?
She's 11 months. She'll be a year at the end of this month. She's great, and everyone thinks she's a chihuahua, and I don't correct them. Because I'm not, I can't.
So at first I was like, oh, a mini chihuahua, maybe?
Yep.
Like a mini?
Chihuahua, min pin, she gets a lot.
Yeah.
But I don't correct anybody because.
She's adorable.
Yeah.
She wants to be, is she camera
doesn't
shy?
Matter.
Can we force her onto the podcast? Like,
I think this is being forced on the podcast. Just her sitting in my lap is as close as you're going to get. She's she's tired too.
Do you guys do training and stuff with her?
No, we do. I do like little tricks with her, but she's pretty good.
What kind of tricks?
Just sit, lay,
okay.
Up.
Is sit? I don't think sit's a trick.
It is.
Is it?
Well, go to a stray dog and say sit. See if they do it.
Yeah, I don't look at that as a trick, though.
It's a command?
More of like in a behavioral thing, too.
Oh, an obedience thing?
Like, dude, sit, stay.
Yeah.
Stay, you know.
All right, well, I call it, you know, just let me have this. Then she doesn't know any tricks if I call sit a command. She can eat.
Yeah. On command.
On command. I put down the bowl, she eats it.
It's
a trick.
Do you make her wait for permission to eat?
Yes, in her crate, yeah. So she'll sit. I say, wait. She doesn't understand, though, when I go, okay. she still sits and stares at me. So she doesn't get the part where she can just go eat.
So
I walk away and then she's like, okay, I guess I'll eat.
I guess we're almost 11 months. My puppy was born October 3rd, 4th. So yeah, like we're
almost 11.
So I'm almost 11 months.
Probably like 9 months.
No, it's August, September, October. I mean, it's like 10 and
10
a half.
Then, yeah.
Almost. Are we at the end of the month now?
Almost.
Well, yeah, 10 and a half.
It's crazy.
And we definitely make him, I mean, training was a big part. I'd never had a dog before, so yeah. I went like real training. I'm like, mm-hmm. I got a trainer to come to the house for a few mm-hmm. sessions. I did like day boarding, like where we just drop him off in the day, pick mm-hmm. him up in the afternoon, did that for a week.
Yeah.
And I still have another week that I can utilize that with, and I probably will do that soon now that school started.
Is it working?
Well, and then a lot of it's just they teach you how to stuff like that.
It's training you too.
It is. And so a lot of that was me. But yes, it is working and you see the growth. And, you know, my favorites, we taught him to shut the back door.
What?
Yeah. So like I would come in because like, dude, we put the bell on the door. So he ring the bell when he has to go to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And so he'll ring the bell. And then you're on the couch. You're like, oh, okay, I got to go let the dog out. And then like 2 minutes later, like, you know, mm-hmm. so like, I leave the door cracked.
Yeah.
And he'll come in. And I'll be like, shut the door, Henson, shut the door. And he just,
That's crazy. Yeah. That's fun.
Yeah.
Awesome.
The other day I was standing at the door smoking and he just came up and shut it. He's like, we need to shut that door, dude.
Dad,
stop smoking.
We're done. That's cool. he's a fucking square. Yeah. Square dog.
But yeah, well, definitely he's good with the waiting to eat. My son will take it even further. He'll have him sit in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
He'll like sit, and then he takes the food all the way across. Then you have to say yes, and he'll test him too. Like now, which I think is great because he'll have him wait and then walk around the house.
Yeah.
And come back and then you know,
jeez, make him work for that food.
Well,
it's good though.
It's
like,
for
it's
the
really
commands.
Good yeah.
And so right now I'm trying to use sit to get him to stop jumping because
yeah.
It's hard. They say you should have him on a leash.
Yeah.
And like when you're teaching him to not jump on people, which it's weird.
Yeah.
To have the leash and that. I mean, that's very, it's a lot. That's hardcore training.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm just like, when he comes up, I'm like, sit and then like, or off and then sit. So he knows when he sits, that's when you praise him.
Right.
And he gets what he wants with that.
Right. Yeah, yeah. That works.
So we're still doing that one.
Fun.
But he can
first
shut
dog.
The door. We can just, yeah, first, he's so smart.
Yeah, I love it.
I never wanted a dog.
Why?
I like
a lot.
Cats.
I kind of like mini kids.
Yeah,
know?
And I didn't have a schedule to accommodate a dog. And I mean, now I love my puppy.
I know. It's the best.
I love my
They're
puppy.
They're the best.
Can
I love
show
them
you
so
my,
much. Yeah, let me see.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And then I'll put this picture up, too. I love this picture I just got of him, too. It's it's like just this action shot of him licking his face.
Oh, he's so handsome.
Isn't he?
I love those like mid lick faces. Yeah.
Yeah. Like
that's
his
so cute.
The way his tongue is just stuck on
his. Yeah, he's a doodle.
Yeah.
He's got a pretty color.
We'll get that to Mark. Mark, we'll get you that picture. You can. He's the editor.
It's Mark.
He's the guy who's going to edit and
imaginary friend
put
in
the.
Here. Hey, Mark.
Mark.
Oh, no. Oh no!
I'm gonna send you a picture.
Yeah. Like he's calling God, Mark. What's going on?
When you receive this,
yeah.
Please add it to the screen magically.
Like, who is he talking to? Just us. Edie's like, what?
Who's yelling?
What's going on?
So, where are you from originally?
New York, upstate New York, baby.
Upstate,
Rochester.
Is that where you started comedy?
No, I moved to Florida in high school.
Okay.
So I got the northern childhood and then the southern adolescence.
Where in Florida?
Orlando.
Okay.
Like Melbourne, Orlando. So I started there. I started comedy in Orlando.
How old were you when you started?
I think 25.
Okay, that's
26.
A good age. Yeah.
Yeah.
You have a little sense of yourself too.
Yeah.
I started very young, so.
I know. I kind of am envious of people that started like 18. There's some people in Orlando that started before, you know, they're out of high school.
When you start young, it is nice because you have the experience by the time you're
really,
in your mid-20s, 30s.
Yeah.
But you also don't really have a sense of who you are as
I know.
Much
you're
as a
probably
person.
Just thrown out, you know.
If you're like growing up on stage and stuff like that. But it's nice to have. But there's advantages and disadvantages to both, I'd say.
Yeah, yeah. You probably for the first 3 years if you start young or just like.
Figuring yourself
eating
out.
Dick, yeah. 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 And you're surrounded
and
by drinking
dicks,
and
whatever.
Yeah, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was really, I mean, Orlando wasn't bad to come up in. You know, there was you can get up every night. I think you can still get up every night, but there's a ceiling. You know, there's only so much you can
ceiling.
Do.
How long ago? How long have you been doing comedy?
11 years.
There's probably 10, less of a ceiling now, regardless of where you are.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Because you can create your own fan mm-hmm. base with just with social media, mm-hmm. as strong of a presence as it is.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, we were talking about this a few weeks ago. I mean, what, 10, 13 years ago, we were making 6-second vines.
Yeah.
And that was social media video, yeah. you know, yeah, so yeah. Over the past decade, for sure.
Yeah.
I do think that glass ceiling's probably not as much in place as it used to be.
Yeah, that's true.
But I do understand what you're
saying. As a working comic, if you want to stage time and stuff,
yes.
Yeah.
There's only so much you can.
Like if you didn't have a following, yeah, you can only feature at the club and then that's it. Like there's nothing really nowhere else to go.
Where are you based out of now?
Louisville, Kentucky.
Oh, so you're just down there.
Yeah.
I
was in Austin and then I fell in love and she was in law school at the time, so she couldn't move.
Okay.
So I moved to Louisville and just did the road because it's, you know, it's not a bad, excuse me, it was a fart.
Is that a dog fart?
Yeah. It's not a bad
the
area.
The dog did it.
The dog did it, Mark. We're never going to talk to Mark all the time.
We just talk to invisible people. Yeah. There is no Sierra. Yeah.
She's not real.
She's not real.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not a bad area to do the road because it's centrally located. I didn't realize that. So it was.
You drive a lot?
I drive or I fly, but every flight's 2 hours or less, you know. Or I'll drive if I can up to Ohio, down to Nashville. You know, it's pretty nice. But yeah, there's nothing going on in Louisville.
Yeah.
Really?
But you are close.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you
it's
do have
a very central state.
Everywhere.
I mean, it's everywhere. You can go to the East Coast, South. The only time it's a pain is to go like Pacific Northwest, you know, that's a little further out, but
that's a schlep.
Yeah, it always is though. But yeah, we're going back to Austin at the beginning of next year.
To move?
Yeah.
So you never lived LA, New York?
No, I had no interest.
Okay.
Never. No. I just feel like an asshole paying those prices to live there.
Yeah.
I just can't get behind it.
So, I mean, you're proof that that glass ceiling is invisible these days. I mean,
it is, yeah. But I mean, I you know, because I have the followers and stuff online, so I can do what I want. But I'm just meaning, like, if you came up in Orlando without followers, yeah, before social media, it was like you can do a club called Bonkers.
How long did it take you to start working as a comic?
What do you mean?
Like from the time you started comedy to when you're actually like working regularly and stuff.
Well, I mean, I was doing showcases and stuff, local showcases. You know how that goes.
Yeah.
Probably within the first 6 months. And just kept doing that. I mean, it wasn't great. I would feature here and there, host here and there. But headlining is probably a few years ago.
Okay.
And then I got to finally headline, which has been awesome.
Yeah.
And scary and fun.
Do you remember your first joke that you told on stage?
I think it was something about Touched by an Angel, the show. Do you remember that show in the 90s, Touched by an Angel?
Yeah, I mean, kind of, yes.
And I thought it was a show about a molestation in the Hispanic community. But it's just about God, which is way worse. I think that was the first one I said. Something like that, or something about like getting fingered by a midget, and it was like... Or having sex with a midget was like getting fingered by a baby carrot. I don't know.
So you're just on it from the beginning.
I don't know. I really don't.
I mean, those are funny jokes.
Yeah, and I don't remember it. Like, everyone's always like, oh, your first set, you kill in your first set, and you get the bug. And I don't remember that at all.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I remember being like, okay, that was an open mic.
Yeah.
I didn't do great. There's like three people in the audience.
But enough to get you back.
No, I just always wanted to do it. And I was like, once I do it, then I'm never going to stop.
Did you do impressions early on ever? Mm-mm. No.
I don't do impressions. I mean, I just have a guy's face, but I'm not do impressions.
How, I know you got a lot of, not just social media, but mainstream attention for looking like Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
How does that come to be? Like, how does it go from this comedian looks like Jim Carrey, we're going to have her on? Like,
yeah, I don't know. Well, I've always heard it my whole life. And then, what do you mean? Do you mean like, what do you mean?
Well, I've seen a lot of... I saw you on some good interviews, mainstream interviews and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Where they're...
Well, they're just interested in it because it's like, whoa, you know. I mean, it is weird that I just like... have this. It's weird. So I think it's just a fun, goofy story for people to run.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, this little, look at this little lesbian lady. Looks like Jim Carrey. And I'm just like, hey, Grace Ventura.
Well, you did a great job of taking that and running with it, too.
Yeah, right? I'm trying. I didn't. I was
and
very
then running
scared
away
of,
from it.
Yes. I was very scared of being like
pigeonholed.
Or just like being a cosplay online of just doing Jim Carrey stuff. Like, I just, that makes me sad. To think, like, you know, there's some people who like skyrocket on social media and then they stay stuck in that thing they're doing. And then 5 years later, you see them and you're like, you're still doing this shit?
Yeah.
You're not evolving. You're not doing anything else outside of that. Like, really weird niche things. Like, so I just always wanted to transition into, okay, here's what I can do. Here's my comedy. I don't just look like a guy. I'm also a comedian, which is hard, you know? People are like, well, this has already been done. But I'm my own person.
You did break away nicely, and you have, yeah. I mean, and the act is a lot of fun.
It is.
And even honestly, I've been in the industry 25 years, but in this role as a owner, as a booker and stuff, there is. I remember thinking, I mean, being transparent, like, okay, I know she got a lot of heat, positive heat for looking, but what is she going to do? Is that sustainable? Is that going to last? You're doing great. I mean, we had we had great sales, especially like weekend of, day of and stuff like that. And shows were a lot of fun. You brought out, I mean, and the act is... It's very entertaining.
Thank you. It's very weird. I know. Honestly, I've done clubs where they're like, you know, I get it. People think that I'm an internet comedian, like a YouTube. I've heard horror stories.
Really?
Well, of like YouTube comedians or online comedians that book because they can sell tickets or whatever, but then their act is like 10, 15 minutes and then they open it up to Q&A. And, you know, I get that. If you get popular online, you don't have that.
You could
stand up behind you. You sink a little.
You could have just stayed with continued to flush out Jim Carrey videos and do Wednesday nights at the club and stuff. But I mean, you're like, you just use that heat to get attention. And you did it the right way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good for you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure I know people are probably like, what does she do? Some people still think I just do Jim Carrey impressions for my act. And I'm like, do you think I'm that sad? Do I look that depressed? Like, would I be somebody that's just up there for 55 minutes being like, this one's from Me, Myself, and Irene? I would pull a gun out and blow my brains out if that had to be my life.
Just 15 minutes of Jim
Kennedy. And then I'm like, any questions? You know? What a sad act.
I'm going to ruin Christmas.
Yeah. This is a Grinch, you know? Ew, I would cry. So yeah, it is nice to surprise people with material.
Yeah, I think even in parts where maybe people might be expecting a little bit, and you're like, you make fun of the fact and then we move on.
Yeah. And also it's on my face the whole time. So it's like if you came to see Jim Carrey, you're just gonna see it on my face, so you're not gonna be disappointed.
Are you actually his child?
No. I told TikTok that when I first joined. I was like convinced TikTok and I got Within immediately they were like, I was like, I'm Jim's long lost daughter. Please help me find my father. And TikTok believed it immediately. So much so that I had to backtrack because I was like, I don't want a lawsuit cease and desist. Like, shut the fuck up, bitch. I'm not your, you know, I wasn't trying to. So I really quickly was like, just kidding. I just look like him. And people kind of picked up on that.
That's so funny. Like just joking online. And then
people really fell for it.
Jim.
I mean, but I would too, I guess. I mean, but his own daughter doesn't look like this, you know?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I have thought that there are only so many faces in the world.
Right. But why couldn't somebody in medical coding and billing have this face? Why'd it have to be another comedian?
Right? I'd love to
it's
see
it. It's just
the,
ironic. That
sir, you have cancer and then that smile.
Yeah. It's cancer. You know, like, why couldn't it be somebody, you know, it had to be another comedian with this face. That's what's funny about it. It's like, really? The universe, really?
Because there is like the doppelgangers and stuff like
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. And I've seen it before where somebody will look like Ariana Grande, but they don't have a performer bone in their body. They're just like, yeah, I kind of look like her.
Yeah.
Hee hee. But I'm like, oh, I want to be the exact same thing that Jim Carrey wants to be, a fucking comedian.
I've had
very nice.
I had somebody send me a picture of somebody on TV, like some, I don't know if it was a Disney show or something, but they're like, dude, I swear to God, this is, I'm like, well,
yeah,
it's not.
Yeah.
It's definitely not.
Right. Yeah.
But wild. I remember I looked at the picture. I'm like, is that me?
Yeah. You're like, wait a minute.
I am and I'm not.
Where was I on this date?
Yeah. This was a long night in LA.
Yeah, right? Holy shit. Did I black out?
What have they done to me?
Yeah. Yeah, it is weird.
Oh man. Yeah. I'm glad we finally got you in.
Yeah, it was so much fun. Thanks for having me.
Yeah,
great weekend, great city.
Thank you.
Great club.
Did you get out of the hotel much?
Yeah.
Okay.
I played golf today with Steven Taylor.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to be back
in October
for the Fountain City Comedy Festival.
Yeah. Are you guys doing anything with that?
I mean, we have Brian Simpson that week, so we'll be here.
Oh,
with that,
hell
so,
yeah, dude. Yeah,
so come That's by awesome. And say hi.
Brian, absolutely, I will. Brian Simpson's very funny. I love him.
Where can people find you?
Online. Or if, you know, find a VHS of Mask. Of the mask, that'll do. Yeah, just type in Heather Shaw. You'll find me. Instagram, Heather Shaw is kidding. You know, check out my website for my shows and, you know, nudies, whatever you want. Feet pics, they're all there. HeatherShawComedy.com.
Sierra gives me the 20. Like I said, she lets me know when we're at 25 minutes. We have 5 minutes. And sometimes I'm like, sometimes it just flies by like this. Yeah. She's like, 25 minutes. And I'm like, God, has it already been 25?
We're talking about Adidas.
And then sometimes.
Mark!
I know. Sometimes it's probably like 15 minutes in and I'm like, I'm not enjoying it. It just feels like it's been longer sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, but no, this was great. Fun.
Yeah, this was really fun.
Well, we'll come back. Find Heather Shaw. Heather Shaw is funny. When she comes to a town near you, Kansas City, go see her in October at the Fountain City Comedy Festival, and then come see Brian Simpson at the Comedy Club in Kansas City. Just make it a weekend of laughs. Subscribe again. Subscribe. Hey, we just hit that subscribe button. It makes us have more subscribers, and that's really. On YouTube. That's our goal. So thank you for watching. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Yes, bye.
Thanks, man. That was fun.
Good. Thank you for doing it.
No problem.